You like stories about haunted locations, or maybe tales of cryptids and spooky folklore from around the world? If so, why not tune in to Haunted Escapes with Chris and Diane, where all this and more will be discussed. New episodes drop every Sunday, the visual versions the following Friday on YouTube. So why not come join us on our Haunted Escapes?
Thanks for joining us again. This week, we discussed the Dead Files episode Dead End, Season 3, Episode 6. I think the original air date was August 28th. I think it was 2015. I wrote the date wrong again, every place that I could.
And every place you wrote it is different.
Every place I wrote it is.
Because here, it's 2023, but on your cards.
On my card, I wrote 2025.
Yep.
But when I thought about it, I think it was 2015 because it was Season 3.
Yeah.
That was a ways back. Yeah. So, anyway.
Now, that's mathematicist, but I'm pretty sure that season 3 and season 15 were not 2 years apart.
Not the same year. Yeah. Yeah. So, content warning, I don't think there was anything.
Not really.
Nah. I mean, we made fun of Steve a lot. That's not really a content warning.
There's no racism. There's no.
No.
There's some murders. Kind of murder.
Yeah. There's some.
That's about it.
There's some deaths, but nothing that, you know. I don't think there's anything content warning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is our first official show after AP's announcement of stepping down. So,
yes.
And we did already miss her once when we didn't know what something was. And we, even though I did do some research and looked up some stuff, I looked up Rickets, but I didn't look up paresis.
Yeah.
But Megan did. And so you'll hear that at the end.
Yeah.
And then I just want to mention we had a nice comment from someone named Patrick Cook.
Thank you, Patrick, I've been wondering this for 25 years.
Yes, this was on our episode Hanged. What is it? Hanged.
Episode 151.
151, which is
Hanged, Haunted, and Hella Pissed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Megan had said, why is it hanged and not hung? And we didn't know. And
we didn't know. But Patrick, Patrick superhero. Knows.
So he
came
answered.
In with a rescue and
that's
he
right.
let us know.
Do you want to read what he wrote?
Sure. Hung is the past tense of hang in every instance with the exception of an execution. In that case, the past tense is hanged. Grammarians began using hanged in the 18th century to avoid ambiguity.
Yep.
Thank you.
And then he said, also, I'm missing AP. Because she wasn't on that episode.
She wasn't on that episode.
Good vibes to all three of you. And I was like, Patrick, you're not going to like all the announcement that was coming out tomorrow in our time.
Hope you're okay.
Yeah. That's all right. She'll be back. She'll be back.
Yeah.
Like, not on a permanent basis.
No,
I don't
but,
think, she'll
but she'll
be
guest
back.
And she'll come on when she can, you know, fit us in. She's just so popular.
She's very busy. Yeah. So that's what that is.
Especially in the fall.
Yeah. Well, and the summer.
And the winter.
In the winter.
And the spring.
Yeah, pretty much all the time. She keeps herself really busy.
She does.
Just more than I can say for myself.
Or me.
All right. Enjoy,
we hope
everybody.
You enjoy the show, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Tonight, as mentioned, we are discussing Dead End. And since this is an Amy pick, she is here with our overview. Take it away, Amy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This week, we are headed to Neosho, Missouri, a small town just outside Joplin, where a local police officer named Dennis has called in for help. He is no stranger to danger. He's an Air Force vet and a cop, but even he admits he's more afraid of his own house than anything he's faced on the streets. His wife, Andrea, and their two daughters have already moved out, terrified of the shadow figures, scratching, disembodied voices, and physical attacks that have plagued them for months. Steve digs into the property's past and learns that the home dates back to the 1860s, has churned through 15 owners in 40 years, and sits in a neighborhood where strange activity is common. His research uncovers a grim history. In the late 1800s, a brothel operated on the land, where a fatal shooting led to multiple trials but no conviction. He also finds a former resident, Emma Mae Liebhardt, who died in the home in 1938 after years of respiratory illness, and even ties to a former county sheriff who died of syphilis. Meanwhile, on her walk, Amy encounters a suffocating darkness that seeps into the house, bringing with it an army of small humanoid shadow beings and a towering shadow man, entities capable of serious harm. She also meets the spirit of a crying woman in formal lace clothing who says the darkness contributed to her death, and a protective male spirit, possibly Andrea's great late grandfather, who warns that Andrea's dabbling in paranormal investigation has made things worse. Most chillingly, Amy sees the shadow man crawling from a bedroom closet toward a sleeping child. In the reveal, Amy tells the family there's no way to remove these shadow people, and her only recommendation is to leave the home for their safety. The protector spirit may be the only reason no one has been seriously hurt yet, but staying risks tragedy. The verdict? Get out before it's too late. Stay tuned to see if the activity continues.
This was a good one.
It was. I really liked this one. And it's funny because I grabbed it because I was looking at Reddit and it somebody liked this one and had watched it and wanted to know what happened to the people and what happened to the property.
Yeah.
And so I watched the episode. And I looked up the property. I did find some things, which we'll talk about at the end. But that's why I watched it, is because somebody on Reddit mentioned it. And I thought, oh, when I watched it, I was like, this is a good one.
It is.
So I really
enjoyed
it. I
was really pleasantly surprised by Dennis, because you get, you know, these stereotypes in your head. He's he's a military vet. He's a cop. And you're like, oh, great. So he's going to be a douche. Oh, my God. Yeah.
He was really sweet.
Sweetest, sweetest man. Yeah. I loved him. I loved Andrea. I loved the little girl. I loved everybody in this episode.
I did, too. I thought they were a great family.
I'm going to say this is probably one of my top five favorite episodes.
Really?
I really
We should rank
it.
Ours sometime.
We should
do that. This was a good one. I did love the family.
And Andrea was, like, you could tell that they loved each other. Like,
yeah.
I really could tell that they loved each other.
Yeah. Now watch, we'll find them and find out that they're divorced.
That they're divorced and one of them's a douche. And
yes. Anyway, hopefully that's not the case. I mean, I wouldn't mind if Andrea, Dennis, if you're listening and you would like to be on the show, please, please let me know.
First of all, it's we know you're listening, not if you're listening.
True.
Yeah, you're the best. All right,
okay.
So let's just get her going.
Yeah, let's dive right in.
Dive right in.
And Megan and I discussed this earlier. We're going to try not to go piece by piece. And, you know, we're going to try to just sort of get the basics and then have any discussions about things that we thought were interesting or cool or weird
And let us know if you like this or if you want us to go back to piece
yeah,
by piece.
We can go back to a total recap.
We are flexible. Want. I mean, not
we
physically.
Are. No.
But like emotional, not emotionally for me. We're adaptable. Let's say
adaptable.
That.
That's a good way to word it.
Yeah, because I'm not emotionally flexible or mentally.
All right, I'm doing this a little different today, everybody. Oh, there it goes.
Amy's struggling, guys.
I'm struggling a little bit, but I'm using my tablet instead of my computer because if I have the script on my computer, it shines a bright white light on my face. And so I thought I would try.
I don't know, guys. All I'm hearing are excuses.
So I thought I would try using my tablet.
She claims she hasn't been drinking, but
I have not been drinking. I have not. Not today.
As my sixth grade art teacher says, don't give me excuses, give me results.
Yeah.
He was, I know I've said this before,
I know,
he was
art
a
teacher,
lot.
Though. I mean, art teacher.
He was sixth grade art teacher.
That's
practice doesn't make perfect, because perfect doesn't exist. Practice makes, and then we'd all have to chime in and say better.
Oh. Well, he sounds fun. I bet you loved art.
He was not. I feel like he had grandiose dreams of being this major artist in New York City, and was so bitter that he was stuck teaching art in Podunk, Minnesota.
Ah, that could be.
Yeah, it could
that
be.
That could be.
Yep.
All
but
right.
Keep in mind, I was 12 years old and my viewpoint was skewed.
See, and if it would be had been me at 12 years old, I would have been like, this just seems normal. I mean, I don't know anything different, so that's fine. I guess that's what all teachers are like. You know, I was never one to question. I was never like, that guy's a dick. Until I got a little bit older, and then there was a teacher that made everybody cry. Oh, I did not like him.
And then you got even older and you're like, fuck that.
Fuck
Everyone's a
all of them.
dick.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So back to the show. The
So back to
reason
the
we're
show,
here.
which we haven't even started on
We
yet,
haven't even.
except that
I'm
we love
sorry, you
this
guys.
family.
Yeah.
So yeah, the first thing is I think the place is called Neosho. And every time I was typing it out, I instead of writing out Missouri, I wrote MO. So in my brain I went Neoshomo. But that's not, it's Neosho, not Neosho. At least that's how Steve pronounced it. I assume that
Right.
Steve pronounced it right. I don't know why I'm assuming that, because he did not pronounce her goddamn name right.
No, and
He called her
nobody did.
Andrea.
Nobody did.
Yeah, I'm like, her name's
Her name is
Andrea.
Andrea. It's
A
AUN.
U. Yeah.
Andrea.
Yeah. And he pronounced it Andrea
I'm gonna
like
guess he also
four
has
times.
problems with people's pronouns and
Oh, don't get me started
would
on
be
that. I'm
my
sure he does.
guess.
That would
But
be
we
my
got a
guess.
bingo. We got a bingo
We
card.
do. We do. You want to tell them what it is?
Yeah. Dennis and Andrea have separated, and Steve is like, what are you hoping we can do for you? And Dennis is like, so we're hoping we can stay here and live in a loving family. I'm like, oh, so you just want them to repair your marriage,
Yeah.
NBD.
Yeah. No pressure, though.
No, I
Yeah.
mean,
Right. I found it interesting. Steve did that sort of stereotypical thing where he's like, because the guy's a cop
Yes.
and former military, as is
Yes.
Steve, both of those things, he says, it's hard to imagine a guy like us being afraid of anything. And I was like, I just kind of pictured, like, in his brain, he's like, we're all big tough guys.
Yeah.
And.
He's like, I'm 6 foot and I don't need boxes to get stuff from the top shelf.
Yeah, I just think it's so funny when he does. I know that he's trying to say this must be really terrifying for somebody
Yes.
that sees a lot of shit
Yes. And
to
also,
be
Dennis
scared.
has done, I think he said, two tours in
Yeah.
Iraq and Afghanistan. So,
Yeah.
like,
He's
he's
been, he's
seen
seen some
shit.
shit.
He's seen
That's
some
right.
shit.
That's right.
So, I mean,
Yeah.
like you said, I get what he was trying to say. It was just a very
Yeah.
macho,
Yeah. I mean,
I
that's,
scratch my balls and I'm a man.
yeah. That's a
Or
classic Steve.
whatever men do. I don't know.
I think they scratch their balls from my
Roll around
experience.
in sawdust. I don't know what they
Yeah.
do. Like, just.
Roll around in sawdust? Oh, that's new.
My ex-husband, whenever we would talk about manly stuff, he would say that as a joke, like, I
Oh.
wash my hands in sawdust, and because that's
Oh.
manly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I don't know how clean you get. You scrape
I don't
off
know either.
any grime, I guess.
Can we talk about Steve touching?
Oh my God, he did it to this guy
I
too.
it made me so uncomfortable.
I know. It's the scene where where Dennis is talking to Steve about this ghost that was outside on the porch, and they are
Looking into
outside on
him.
the porch looking in. So they are where the ghost was, and they're looking in the window where when it happened, Dennis was in the house looking out the window. Okay. So they're out on the porch. And Dennis is explaining what's happening, and he leans down
Because
and
Steve is
looks
so
in the window.
short and
Yeah.
he had to get down to Steve's level.
Well, he was
No,
leaning
he
down to peek
didn't.
in the window.
Yeah.
They're actually not too far
They're
in
not.
height.
I'm
I
just being a
mean,
bitch.
we're just making fun of Steve being short.
Yeah.
But so Dennis leans down, and then they pan back, and they show Dennis leaning down, peeking in as he's imitating the ghost, right? And then Steve is standing right next to him with his hand on his back. Like, it looked like he was almost rubbing his back.
It was just a very, like, I don't know. It was something that, like, a couple would do.
Yeah, or like really good friends. But I
Yeah.
mean, I understand that Steve and the guy too, he Dennis did say in the Revisited, I did watch the Revisited
Oh, I
episode of
haven't yet.
this. And I didn't expect you to. I had to pay for it.
Oh.
Yeah. But he did say it was a real relief when Steve got here, and the fact that Steve's a cop and blah, blah, blah. So obviously they have this camaraderie
Yes, yes.
immediately. But I mean, are they best buddies? Because that's how it looked. See, like Steve was, that was like a kind of an intimate,
Yeah,
I
it was
mean,
very, that's a good
yeah.
word, an intimate, like something like a father would do to a
Yeah.
son or like a parent to a child.
Yeah.
A couple would, you know, it was just a very intimate gesture.
Yeah, yeah.
And off the heels last week of where he was touching her hair, I'm like,
Yeah.
Steve, consent,
I
Steve. I
know.
hope you talk to them first.
Yeah.
Hey, Dennis, so we're gonna bend down. You're gonna bend down. And I'm just wondering, can I touch you in some way?
My guess is that conversation did not
No,
happen.
Dennis is like, oh my God, bro, I thought you'd never ask. And Steve's like,
Oh,
cool. How about I
wow.
do this? And I just put on your, like this, no homo, put right here.
Oh,
No homo. It's only gay if you hold hands. I'm
my
sorry.
God.
No.
Yeah. Oh, we're not saying that Steve's gay or anything.
No.
I am 100% sure he's not.
Yeah, I'm
However, I
just.
just think he's getting a little handsy with the
Yeah.
clients. And it's kind of it with the lady, it made me very uncomfortable. This time it didn't
Very.
really make me uncomfortable because I feel like if it had made Dennis uncomfortable, Steve
He
would have
would have
gotten a
said so.
punch in the face,
Yeah, he
you
would
know.
have. It was just
But
so interesting because we, and I've never seen him do it with the guys before.
no, I haven't either.
But it was, I just had to comment on it because
Yeah.
we just talked, and Amy did too,
Yeah.
but we just talked about this last week where he grabbed her hair. Like,
Yeah.
not grab, but like touched her
Yeah.
hair.
Touched it, like rang his fingers. It
Yes.
was weird.
I was so
It
uncomfortable.
was really weird.
Also, I hope you're looking at the video to see the face I just made for that.
Yeah, because it was a
You're
good one.
welcome.
Yeah, it was a good one. All right. You smart remarked about going outside.
Yeah, so they're in the house and Dennis and Steve are talking, no homo, and they walk. Sorry, Amy just took a drink.
I was just drinking the water.
She's drinking straight vodka.
Straight vodka.
Straight vodka. So they're in the house and it shows them walking outside and Dennis opens the door and I'm like, I've never in the billion seasons they have seen them do a transition like this before.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It
Maybe
was
they got
very
a,
interesting.
yeah, maybe they got
And
a
I'm not
new
complaining about
director.
it. It was just interesting. I liked the change. It was
Yeah.
very, but it was very slow-mo, you know, like we're dramatically walking and
Yeah.
reaching for the door. What's gonna come out?
Yeah. It was interesting.
Well, one thing I'll bring
Yeah.
up. So they go back inside. They don't show that. They just are poof back inside.
Just it was magic.
And it was magic. And Dennis is saying that he got hit with a curtain rod. And he
Yeah.
goes, this very
This
curtain
very
rod.
curtain rod.
It was very magician-like.
It was.
But I kind of channeled my inner AP, WWAPP, what would AP think?
Right.
And again, we know how editing works, so that he
Yeah.
could have explained it, but there was no follow-up. Like he said, I got struck with this rod from
Yeah.
behind with this curtain rod. Okay, was it on the wall and it fell? Was it leaning against the wall and it fell over? Was it on a dresser, maybe balanced precariously and it fell off? There is
I think it
no.
was on a dresser when he pulled it
It
off.
was on a
It was
dresser
on
when
a
he
table
pulled
or
it.
something, but he never said that's how it happened. So we don't
No.
know.
So, like, to me, unless I get more info, I don't automatically think that's paranormal.
It sounded weird, and I pictured a ghost like swinging it like a
Yeah.
baseball bat, but he never said that's what happened.
No. So, and again, we know there's editing, and it
Yeah.
could very well have been that he said the whole story and they cut it. But I was just channeling AP. And
Yeah.
thinking WWAPT, what would AP think? And AP would be like, well, I need more information. Yeah.
So I want to note that he did say when he was mowing the lawn, he saw a woman out of the corner of his eyes on the porch. And Steve notes it. Well, it wasn't the girls, was it? Because they have two daughters. And he said, no, they were all gone. It was a full body apparition of a girl. And he said that she was very old. Dated by dress, maybe 1800s, tall collar. She was only there for maybe 3 seconds and then she just erased.
Which was a very interesting way of putting it.
Yeah, not disappeared, not
No.
evaporated, erased.
I can't tell you guys how much I really like Dennis. He
Yeah.
was just very direct and he
Yeah.
was I just really liked him.
Yeah. That scene with the curtain rod when he was talking about when how the was he. I thought he said Andrea and the girls moved out and that he was there. But later in the reveal and in the Revisited, Andrea says it was really hard living there without Dennis. It's so
Yeah.
scary living there without
Yeah.
Dennis. And when she's talking to Steve, it makes it sound like she's living there. Dennis is the one that bailed.
That's what I got. And it would make more sense that he would leave because it's harder to uproot children.
Right, right. Although she's the one that was getting, she's the one that was scared. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it was her house. I think she bought that house.
She did.
Because she did say later, who else, who's going to buy this house? Some idiot like me or something like that.
Yep.
So I think she owned that house and probably
then they got
still
together.
Does. Yeah.
And he moved in.
So it makes sense that he would be the one to leave, not those guys leaving. So there was some confusion there about who left who.
Yeah. But, I just,
or
you
who
could
left
just,
the house.
You could just tell throughout the whole thing that they both were just so scared.
Yeah. Yeah. And in that scene with the curtain rod, when when he got, they got toward the end of that scene and Steve is like, what do you want us to do? And as you said, he said, well, I want you to fix my marriage.
Fix my marriage. Duh,
but
Steve.
But he said, he almost started crying.
Yeah, he did.
And he got all teary and he was like, I just love him. I love him.
I want to see my girls and my wife and girls are safe.
Yeah.
And I noticed throughout the whole thing, he never once referred to her as his ex.
Yeah.
He can't, and because in the start he said they were separated and they're getting a divorce, but he always called her my wife, my wife.
Yeah.
And I think he really loved her and I think she loved him because you could just tell, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And speaking of Andrea, she's adorable.
Isn't she cute?
You are very right on who you say she reminds you of.
She reminded me of Melanie Lynskey.
Yep.
She had very similar mannerisms. Ritter. And she, who was another dreamboat. You know,
But she, I, as soon as I read that, I was like, yep.
I was looking at her. I'm like, I feel like I know her. I mean, I'm sure I saw this episode, but I don't think I remember her that well because I don't remember the episode. And then as I watched her speak and I was watching her mouth, I was like, Melanie Lynskey, that's who it is. Yeah, she's adorable.
She's in Ever After. If you don't know her, she plays the sister who's only there for the food.
Oh. I don't know Ever After, but I've seen her in lots of things. She was in, she was the crazy neighbor in that dumb Charlie Sheen. Yeah, the Charlie Sheen one. Yep, Two and a Half Men. And she was in Yellow Jackets. She was amazing in Yellow Jackets.
She's
a really good
actress.
She's so good. I love her.
Yeah.
Her and Jason Ritter. Oh my God, I would love to have them over for dinner.
Cannot.
I love them both so much.
Handle how adorable they are.
I know. I know.
It is just
disgusting. They're so madly in love.
Can
it's
you
so cute.
Have a fight? Which I'm sure they do.
They probably do. They
are just so cute together.
They are. They're adorable. So anyway, she's a She's a doll.
She
looks like Melanie Lynskey.
Yep. And that's all we have to say about her. I'm just kidding.
So we should go into what Amy has seen a little bit. Because I think we did, one of us did mention something about this. Oh, well, not in this section, but Amy sees an older woman in her 40s or 50s. She's got lace, in light colored clothing with a lot of lace. And we assume that the way they splice this together, that that is the person that Dennis saw when he was mowing the lawn. Amy says there's a darkness here. It walks down the street. It's not a person. It's like a huge curtain of darkness. Someone knows. They panic. I don't think they know it's affecting everyone.
Yeah, that's like a, that's like major shit when it's affecting an entire area, like a neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really
scary. We do learn that's what's happening.
Yeah.
So,
spoiler.
Yeah. I don't care for spoiling because we're jumping all over. Here we are. And here we are. The dogs were outside. Oh, yeah. So Andrea is talking about when she experienced something paranormal. She was babysitting a friend's baby and something went across her feet. And she said, like somebody brushing against your arm. I thought it was one of the animals. But the dogs were outside and the cat was nowhere to be found. And I was like, good on you, Andrea, for stopping before Steve says, was it the dogs?
She's seen it before.
She's seen this show.
And she is braver than me because she's like, he goes, Steve goes, so do you ever go out and investigate, see where it's coming from? And she's like, yeah, I go. I check all the doors. I check the house inside and out. And I'm like, girl, you braver than me because I would be hiding
just sitting there
in
hoping
my bed.
Nothing happens.
Yeah. Yeah. All the lights on.
I'd be checking.
No, I would not.
I'd be checking. I'd shit if I found something, but I'd be checking.
But see, that's the thing. Like, what am I going to do if I find something? What's
then
the
you're gonna
point
beat
of checking?
Feet. You're going to get out of the house.
No. No.
Yeah, that's what I would do. All right. So the next note
brave.
I think we have is when Amy sees the lady and she says her thing. This lady,
The
her
lady
thing.
living in the house.
Yeah. And she says, I feel like she's afraid of what's under her bed. I feel like her foot or her ankle or something has been touched, and whatever it was coming from under the bed. She has a lot of notions about haunting. And that made me think that Andrea, obviously, Andrea has some kind of, I don't want to say powers, but
Ability.
abilities. And she's probably open. You know, she sees stuff like that more than
Which is
most of us
interesting
would.
because that's never revisited. They
Yeah.
never bring that up again. And
No, they
again,
don't.
they could have, and it's been edited, but in what
Sure.
aired, the final cut,
Yeah.
that's never talked about
Yep.
again.
Yep. I know.
Yeah. And then we got Andrea talking about her childhood, and because Steve asked if you've ever done anything to cleanse the house, and she goes, well, a friend told me to try using a sage stick. And then she also had a team of ghost hunters, a college ghost hunters team come in. And she's talking about how she had an erratic childhood. Her mom worked all the time. Her grandparents, helped raise her. And then her grandfather died when she was seven. So young. He was only 58.
It's younger than me. Yeah. Complications from chemo, so he had cancer. So, yeah.
She
That
doesn't
was
look very old either, so I would
she.
imagine this was probably in the early 2000s. Because
Yeah,
this aired in
well,
23.
I did, spoiler alert for our fact-checking mission at the end. I did find her online, or I found some stuff about her. I didn't find her. She's not on Facebook or anything, but, and she's 50 now.
Shut up.
Yeah. And Dennis is
This was only
61.
2 years ago that
No,
this
this,
was aired?
no, it didn't air in 2015.
Oh, whoopsies. I thought
I think
your
it aired
note
in
said
2000.
2023.
Oh, really? I thought it was 2015.
Original air date, August 28th, 2023.
Oh, I have. Well, see, I wrote on my card August 28, 2025, and I just assumed that I got the year that I did 25 instead of 15.
But
I
if
guess
it
I
was
did
season
25
three,
instead.
episode six, that
Yeah,
doesn't
that
make
was early
sense.
on. That was early on. It had to have been 2015. Yeah. So she would have been 40.
So she does not look 40 in
No.
that, in my,
No,
she
she
does
didn't look
not.
40. No.
So.
But anyway, so yeah, her grandfather died. Oh, this is where they're speaking to the daughter, Danielle. Now, there are two little girls, but we only hear from one of them, Danielle.
And I loved her.
She was really cute.
She
She was
seems
really
like
sweet.
a really fun kid to hang out with.
Yeah. She was really
Just
sweet.
how she talked and acted, and she just seemed really mature for her age, and she was just a pip. I loved
Yeah.
her.
A pip.
She was a pip.
You sound like my dad. My dad used to say that all the time. Dad, are you with us right
Alan, welcome.
now? So Danielle had a thing where she said, the other night I was sleeping, I woke up to somebody playing with my hair.
Ew.
I
I was
know.
like, was it Steve?
I like it when people play with my hair, but only if I, if they're like real humans and I know them and stuff, like
As
not
opposed to
a
the fake
ghost.
ones.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking as opposed
I
to a
know,
ghost.
I'm just being a silly goose.
And then when she says she sat up, looked around, no one around, no animals or anything. And that was the first time I felt it. And then Steve goes, are you sure it wasn't the cat or the dog? She just fucking said
Yes,
it wasn't the animals.
I was like, Steve, she just three
She just said
seconds ago,
it.
she was like, no, no animals were here. And he goes, okay, but like,
Was it the
was it
dogs?
the dogs? Like, do you know what a dog is? Have you seen one? I know you're a girl, but like, do you have a brain? Just kidding, Steve.
Just kidding. I know. We don't really
We're
get
just
Steve that
ragging on
much.
him, but he
Yeah.
is really good in this episode, I
He
will
is.
say.
He is. He
And
is.
he's always good with the kids.
Yeah.
Every single time Steve interviews a kid, my heart just is a puddle on the floor because
I
he's
know.
just so sweet with them.
He is very sweet with them. Yeah. So then Amy is talking about, she
Oh,
hears
wait.
this. Oh, what?
You
We missed
forgot the
something?
phrase that
Oh,
Danielle
the
added.
nerve-wracking. Yeah, she said it was really nerve-wracking. And I thought that seems like kind of a mature phrase for somebody her age to use.
Because
Like,
Steve's like, are you afraid to be here alone? And she goes, it's very
it's
nerve-wracking.
very
I'm like, are you
nerve-wracking.
50?
I know.
She's like,
It
I
did
get
seem
up to
odd.
take my Metamucil. Someone's playing with my hair. It's just nerve-wracking.
That's right.
I can't get back to sleep. I get up and do the crossword.
That's what I should do instead of just laying there hoping I fall back to sleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then Amy says she hears this crying and whimpering, and she says they're being watched. Mm-hmm. And then she says, I think that this is the same guy who watches, the creeper of the house, I guess. And I thought, that's a good title. And then she says, and I think there's a closet connection. I'm like, yeah, that's another good title.
I thought we were going with my title.
Which was, which one?
Panic in the Neighborhood.
Panic in the Neighborhood.
Like Panic at
Panic
the
in the Disco. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a contender. Yeah.
I mean, it is a contender. Absolutely. There were a lot of good titles in this one.
Yeah, there were. There really were.
Yeah. So this is where she sees a shadow man. And then we have a voiceover of Amy explaining what a shadow man is. Mm-hmm. And she says, shadow people are extremely rare evil entities. No one knows where they come from, but they're capable of harming living people. I don't know if he's going to try to take her, but that's kind of what it seems like to me. And Matt goes, take her where? And she says, into the closet. And he goes, what does that mean? And she said, they typically kill people, the shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like, come on, Matt, what did you think? He's going to take her in the closet for a game of Parcheesi.
Yeah.
Did I morph to a 90-year-old woman in the last 45 minutes?
Are you channeling my dad? Because it kind of feels like it.
I feel like it. I mean, I'm cool with it, Alan. But like,
I mean, he was funny.
I don't even know what Parcheesi is. I mean, I know it's a game. A
board game, yeah. I've never played it.
Yeah.
We had a Parcheesi board up at the cabin, but I don't recall ever playing it. I remember the little pieces and how they go around, but I don't remember how it's played.
No idea. Anyways.
Thank you for listening. The activity continues. We'll be back after this short break. Enjoying this spooky episode? Did you know we have a Patreon lurking in the shadows? Tiers start at $3 a month, but all tiers get equal access with perks such as ad-free episodes that drop earlier than the public release, virtual happy hours where we swap ghost stories face-to-face, and other exclusive content like behind-the-scenes stuff, extras like bingo cards, and bloopers and outtakes too. Join our tight-knit, witchy-cool community that actually gets your paranormal memes. Creep on over to patreon.com/theactivitycontinues. We hope to see you in the Haunted Lounge. Have you ever wanted to sip on something that tastes like a potion and feels like a spell without waking up to a haunted inbox of regret the next day? Yeah, us too. That's why we're still obsessed with Three Spirit, our favorite line of plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs. These drinks are not your average just-add-bubbles mocktails. No, ma'am. These are mood-shifting, spirit-lifting, botanically enhanced brews made by actual plant nerds, bar wizards, and maybe a forest witch or two. Whether you're conjuring courage for a social gathering, chilling out with your spirit guides, or just vibing solo while listening to a paranormal podcast, like, I don't know, this one, there's a blend for you. Our go-to, the Nightcap. It's like a hug from a friendly ghost. Smooth, dreamy, and perfect before bed. But don't sleep on the others. Each one has its own magic. You can get 15% off your first order with our link. Just head to 3spiritdrinks.com and use code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES at checkout. So raise your glass or your cauldron and drink to your health, your spirits, and maybe even the activity that continues. Anyway, so this is now Steve's digging through the archives. Mm-hmm. So they speak to Penny, former neighbor. Mm-hmm. So neighbor Penny, she says, yes, there was some paranormal stuff. Steve goes, were you surprised about the paranormal problems? She's like, no, not really.
Yeah.
And she said the house was on the market for the house that Andrea lives in was on the market for quite some time before anybody moved in. It was vacant for a while. So I assume they had some sort of issue there. And I had things unusual happen at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And she said there was a dark streak, a reddish brown color that would go from the top of the ceiling down almost to the floor. And it would show up in the living room and the dining room. She painted over it, papered over it, and it would inevitably come back every time. The only way I could get rid of it in the living room was to put paneling over.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. And then, so Steve goes, so when you'd paint over it, it would come through. She said, yes. She's like, I just fucking said that.
Yeah.
And she didn't say that. I'm saying that. And then he goes, so you wallpaper over it and it came through. Really? Even with the wallpaper? Like, he really didn't believe her.
Yeah.
And he was making her reiterate that over and over.
I'm like, so what you're saying is it came through the wallpaper and the paint. Could the dogs have done it?
Yeah.
Were you boozing?
Were you boozing?
Were you boozing and
he
you
hasn't
saw it?
Said that in a long time.
I know. He hasn't. We're missing out.
I know. So then Steve goes and finds Larry Wood, who is a local mm-hmm. author, and put a pin in that because we'll talk about him at the end.
Yeah.
And he said that he found that this place used to be the land. There was a brothel mm-hmm. on this land.
Bingo.
Yep. Bingo. Brothel.
Bingo brothel.
Bingo. Brothel bingo. And it was one of the rooms was leased to Lizzie Sanford, and mm-hmm. she opened a brothel there. And one night in 1875, she was entertaining a 17-year-old young man.
Sure.
Named Lane Britton.
I'm who like, was basically okay. middle-aged at that point.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he was a child.
He was
17.
A child.
He's still a child. And
but, you know, you're supposed to.
Grown-ass woman.
I mean, he had money.
He had money. They have a picture of him.
He did not look 17 in that picture.
No, he didn't. He had a little mustache and everything.
He looked about 40.
And she looked at least 40.
Yeah.
But so then it says that another young man named Wiley Huffaker, and put a pin in that too, because we're going to get back to that,
okay.
demanded entrance and started mm-hmm. pounding on the door. Lane Britton threatened to shoot him if he didn't leave. And Wiley said, well, shoot or be damned. And Lane took him up on it, shot him, killed him. So he was tried two or three times. And finally, on the third time, he was found not guilty by reason of defense because he said their lives were in danger. Lane did.
Okay. But you're on the other side of a closed door.
Yeah.
And you shoot someone through the door.
Yeah.
Where's the...
If he's banging on the door asking to be let in, that means mm-hmm. he can't enter on his own,
yeah.
correct? So
yeah.
how can he be a danger to the two people yeah. inside the room?
Yeah.
It doesn't really make any sense to
no.
me.
No.
But that is what they said happened.
A jury
happened.
Of his peers mm-hmm. or whoever
That's right.
did it at that
That's
point.
Right.
I don't know who did it.
So then we get to Emma Lee Liebhart, who is a woman who also died on the property. And Steve
He's
mentions
in the
her
Hall
name.
Of Records.
Yeah.
Hall of Big records. Up old deeds. I don't know what that was. Also, he did say at one point that this house had 15 owners in 40
yes.
years.
Yeah.
That is insane.
That is. That is crazy.
Yeah.
So Amy sees the crying woman again, and she has a horse in a buggy that brought her here when she was young, like 15 or 16. And I thought that seemed like the time didn't seem mm-hmm. right for horse and buggy, but I looked it up and it was. Mm-hmm. She died of a respiratory thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's amazing because that's what this Emma Liebhart died from.
Yeah.
And, yeah. oh, then Amy's talking about these little things in this woman from outside. She spent a lot of time in here. She doesn't want to be bothered by these things anymore. And Steve asked her what she's talking about. And she says, it's darkness. She calls them the little monsters, which I also thought mm-hmm. was a good title. And she kind of feels
Astor.
Like they, what?
Matt asked her.
Yeah.
said Steve asked her.
Oh,
Matt
sorry.
Astor.
Sorry. Matt.
Sorry.
Astor.
I just want to make sure we're not confusing
No, that's good.
People.
That's good. Yeah. And she said, yeah, they think she feels like she thinks they contributed to her death and they
yeah.
like attack her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Steve's at the Hall of Records and then he finds out about original owner of the
owner.
House of that as a sheriff back in the 1860s. So he's talking to the current sheriff, Lewis Hutchinson, and they find.
And
no.
I just want to say that this was very interesting as well, because they're like inside the jail is where
yeah.
they're doing this interview.
Yeah.
And they show Steve walking in and he's walking through the jail hallways. They like show him on a security camera footage. Like it's not like a drone footage. It's uh-huh. like security camera footage of
yeah,
him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, could you not get 20 minutes to take a lunch, Sheriff, where we had to do this at the jail?
Well, I thought it was kind of cool that it was at the jail. And I thought it was also kind of cool that they used the security camera footage. I thought that was kind of cool. So this sheriff, he was the sheriff from 1865 to 1870, which is not very long. Mm-hmm. And then what do you do after that? He dabbled in real estate and became quite wealthy. And then some of his investments went bad. Mm-hmm. And he became a farmhand for his brother. He went from all this money to having no money.
Well, didn't AP say there was something that happened in the 1800s that was like another kind of stock market thing where there was a recession across the country?
Oh, that could be. Yeah.
Or maybe that was just in Minnesota. But I thought she said something like that.
She might have.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Or he could have just made really bad investments.
Yeah. But then he got his life back together a little bit, and then he died from paresis.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what that was, and so I made a note that just said, call AP.
Yep.
Yep. But then Steve said, what is it exactly? Do you know? And he goes, it's brought on by syphilis. And I'm like, there we go again. That should be on the bingo card now. Because
that should be on the bingo card.
We have had
card.
So many cases of syphilis.
Yeah.
With these
not
guys.
Not us personally. But
no, not
show.
Us. No, 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 not us.
No.
So then we get to the sketch, mm-hmm. and Amy's going to draw the woman, very gaunt, very thin brown hair. She had mm-hmm. up, and then she describes a terrifying scene involving mm-hmm. a shadow man. All right, so reveal. I noted you pronounced her name wrong again, Andrea.
Yeah, I said it earlier in the doc. I'm like, yeah. Andrea.
Yeah.
There's a U.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Steve, not that hard.
No.
So Steve introduces them and says, you know, here's the deal. And she says, the first thing that she noticed is that it was the whole neighborhood. Mm-hmm. She heard somebody say it was all insanity and death here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about the house next door, and Steve talks about Penny and Amy.
And Steve also mentions there at this time of the filming, there was a bunch of houses empty on the street.
Yeah, yeah,
there was
a bunch of houses for sale.
Like two houses for sale and like two more houses that were for rent.
Yeah.
So this was a problem throughout the whole neighborhood, just like Amy said.
A crazy
it's almost like she knows.
It's almost.
Almost. Yeah.
And she saw the two men in a gunshot, and one of them said, you know, that little shit deserved it. And so we connect the dots that this was Lizzie Sanford and mm-hmm. Lane Britton, the guy who shot Wiley. It was Wiley.
Huffaker.
And demanded to get in. And then, of course, killed him and didn't go to jail for it. Mm-hmm. And then Amy says when she got into the house, there was a veil of darkness, mm-hmm. which I also mm-hmm. thought was a good name. See, there are a lot of good titles.
There's a lot of good names in this episode.
Yeah, I know. And then Amy says, yes, the feeling or the paranormal could have something to do with the couple and their mm-hmm. disconnect. Mm-hmm. And she said, there's a lot of people are losing like friends and family, and it's humanoid things, and they can interact with the living very physically. And Steve goes, I don't even know where to start.
And Steve's like, this fucking, I don't even know.
I don't know.
He's like, I got pages and pages. I was digging through the Hall of Records.
That's right.
Talked to the sheriff in the jail. Like, I've been all over this town. I don't even know.
That's right. So Amy says she talked with this female outside. She was 15 or 16. And this is the young lady that came over in the buggy mm-hmm. with the high collar. Mm-hmm. And then Dennis tells a story about mowing the lawn, and they put that together. That's the lady mm-hmm. that he saw then. And then Steve says that sounds like Emma May Liebhart. And that's the one she came here when she was 22. And she's the one that died of respiratory problems.
Sure.
And then Amy pulls out the drawing,
no,
the sketch.
No, wait.
No, what happened?
Because Steve goes, there's no photo of her, but I got her obit here. And Andrea looked at Amy because Amy must have made a face. And Andrea goes, you drew her, didn't you?
Yeah.
And Amy's like, I did.
Sure did. Yeah.
This was cool. The weirdest sketch.
Oh my God. It's creepy.
It is. So like her mouth is weird. It looks like she's got a butt chin.
Yeah, she has one of those, what do they call that?
There's a cleft chin.
Yeah.
It's very Peter Griffin chin.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird drawing.
It's weird. And then she's got this weird curly hair. It was like she's got bangs over on the side.
But it was like like one of those 1700 judge, like parliament wigs, like those tight rolls
tight curls on the top
of her head.
Yeah.
It was very creepy.
A weird picture.
Her eyes are very scary, honestly. I have to move the picture down. I don't like looking at it.
It is creepy.
It's very
creepy. And
Dennis
says, the eyes and the hair and the dress are good. She was right there on the porch. So when they went into the master bedroom, Amy says she met a male who's upset with the woman of the house when she was alive. He knew her then. And I was like, I thought this was supposed to be her grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
She is alive.
Mm-hmm.
So what does she mean when she was alive? He knew her then. Because she's alive now.
Could
does
it
she mean
have
when he
been
was
a,
alive?
Yeah, I was just going to say maybe she meant to say when he was alive.
When he was
knew
alive,
her.
Yeah. Yeah, because that would make more sense. So we did then, yeah, she says, I think that was my grandpa. I was grandpa's little shadow. And she talks about, they show a cute picture of her grandpa and her when she was little.
And Amy didn't see, though. I mean, she didn't seem like she was convinced that that was, that's the vibe that I got from her is she didn't.
At first, that's what I thought, too. But then by the end, I think she realized that this being was the protector. And that it made sense that it would be her grandfather. But he is annoyed with her for dabbling in paranormal stuff.
In the dark stuff, he called
the
it.
Dark
and we
stuff,
don't get
yeah.
any backstory on that. Like that, you know, I don't think, because she mentioned in the reveal, she's like, well, I have had a team of college ghost hunters come in. And I don't think that that qualifies as dark stuff. But maybe.
It depends. When you say a college team, you automatically think inexperienced. You know,
but
inexperienced
doesn't mean that. Yeah, that could be.
Could be
You know,
provoking.
If they were
Yeah.
provoking, that's one thing. But if they were just, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just doing kitchen magic and writing her name on the walls. And
We haven't talked about her in a while, Brittany.
I know. We made it this far, and I'm like, we can't afford to not talk
about
her. We got
to bring up Brittany. Bingo. Put it on the
bingo
card.
Bingo.
Yep. So Amy does do a voiceover where she says, I don't know for sure if that man I saw is her grandfather, but I do know that relatives often come back to protect the ones they love if they sense they are in danger. And so then, let's see, what do we got? Then the bedroom, then a shadow man. Oh, then they talk about the shadow man. And then Amy does the sketch. Yeah, Amy shows the sketch. And it is very creepy. It is a bedroom scene with a little person in bed, a little girl. And then you see the shadow man crawling on the floor toward the bed.
Like
from
army
the
crawling. Like on
like
his hand,
on
like on his stomach.
Elbows, Yeah, really creepy.
Sneaking up
and,
on her.
Yeah, and that just they're freaked out. Dennis and Andrea.
Dennis starts crying a little bit again.
Yeah. And then Amy says there must be some specific location in this neighborhood, some sort of doorway where the shadow people are and little humanoid creatures I saw are coming from. And they are shadow people. And then she says they're extremely dangerous. Steve then asks, what are shadow people? And she gives another example. And she says some people think that they're some type of alien being. And people are still convinced there's some type of demonic entity. They tend to go after elderly individuals or children or homes who are suffering some severe dysfunction.
And Andrea and Dennis looked right at each other then.
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. They must have felt like, they must have felt responsible, you know,
yeah,
like we've been having issues and that's
but it's
what
not
brought
their
them
fault.
In. No, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they decide they really got to keep their kids safe. And and then as Amy's talking about, she's like, I didn't want this to be what this was for you for many, many, many reasons. And Steve says, you can't fight this, can you? And Amy says, no. And Dennis says, well, that's what we needed to know.
Yeah.
And that's where Andrea says, who's going to buy the place now? Another fool like me.
Yeah.
I felt
and
so
I noticed too that throughout this, she always talks about I need to keep my girls safe. I, you know, need to do this. My guess is she's been used to being the only one for so long.
Yeah. And she probably is feeling like at this point, she doesn't know what's happening with the marriage. And so she's like, I'm on my own now. I got to do this.
Yep.
But then Dennis asks, if we move out of here, can this follow
no.
us? And before he's even done speaking, Amy says, no.
Yeah.
She wants to make sure he knows. No, it cannot follow you. It's something here in this area. So then Andrea feels bad about trying to sell the house.
She's like, I can't sell this to anybody. And I'm like, I can think of a few people I'd sell it to.
Yeah. I can think of a few people who would be happy to buy it. Matt Reif, one of them. So then Amy says, I really wish I had another solution, but I've never heard of shadow people being removed from anywhere. Yeah. And I should know because they tormented me in my childhood home and I could do nothing about it. But if I ever figure it out, I'll be back to help Dennis and Andrea cleanse their home. And then we get the title cards at the end, or the end cards, I guess. Do you want to read them?
Dennis and Andrea have reunited. And when I saw that out loud, I went, oh, yay.
I know, I did too.
And they are currently looking to buy a new home.
That's right.
Which was 10 years ago. But
yeah, that was 10 years ago.
Hopefully they're not still looking.
Right. It's time for Research and Rabbit Holes, where the facts get weirder and the ghosts get louder. Okay. Well, I'll just do a little bit of quickie stuff here. I won't go on too long.
Yeah.
So the revisited episode basically gave very little extra info. It just went over and over everything we already knew. But mm-hmm. they did have a spiritual healer come into the house and bless it, and they were hoping to sell it before the blessing wore off.
Mm-hmm.
So then I did some research. The house, the last time the house was on the market was in August of 2015, mm-hmm. which was right when the episode aired. Mm-hmm. And it was only on the market for 15 days before the listing was removed. And since 2008, there have been zero sales. Wow. And I'm guessing she bought it in 2008.
Yeah.
And every time the house would go on the market, it would be removed. They put it on the market, the house, it would be removed. So it just kept, probably just because it wasn't selling.
Yeah. But 15 days isn't a long time to leave something on the market.
No, it's not. That's why I'm wondering if something happened. Or mm-hmm. maybe they got it cleansed. And it's maybe. Been perfectly fine for the last 20 years. Who knows? But I did do some Googling. I did find out. I won't give the way that I do it because I feel like I don't want anybody else to go looking for them. But I did find who they are. Mm-hmm. And she's 50. And I didn't find anything except one listing for Dennis with no address or with the address of this house, which I won't say either. It says he's 61. Neither of them are on Facebook, or at least not visible in a search. But I found a listing for her, and it does say that she is in a different house. She's not this address.
Good.
So I don't know.
Good.
And then, let's see. Okay, I've got a bunch of stuff in the house. If anybody's curious, just ping me, and I'll send you all the other stuff I have. Okay, so
ping, 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 ping.
So I looked up Lizzie Sanford,
mm-hmm.
the brothel owner, or the mm-hmm. lady at the brothel. Nothing, mm-hmm. got nothing on her. Mm-hmm. However, I did find a blog post about Lane Britton and the story mm-hmm. of this man who was banging down the door and stuff.
And Lane Britton and the brothel shooting.
There you go. So it says that the man that was knocking on the door, they just called mm-hmm. him Huffaker. They didn't give him a first name.
Mm-hmm.
In the thing, the guy said it was Wiley Huffaker.
Yeah.
But in the blog post, it says it does mention that Lane has a brother named Wiley, which I thought was a weird coincidence. And then mm-hmm. I looked at the names. The blog is written by the guy from the show, Larry Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy.
Yeah.
The blog post was written in 2011.
Okay.
And I think it's possible that when he was on the Dead Files and he was telling the story, that he got names mixed up. Because he said it was Wiley Huffaker. Who
or maybe they had someone that was murdered. Dads and they were like half brothers.
Yeah, it could be. But it could be. It said that his dad or his brother was Wiley Britton. I don't know. So there's something weird here going on. But anyway, after Lane Britton killed that guy, mm-hmm. he then moved to Blend City, wherever that is. And he somehow got himself appointed city marshal. I'm reading it from the blog, which I will link in the show notes, but got in trouble in early 1883 for supposedly terrorizing the town instead of upholding the law, which sounds like another lawman that we heard of recently.
How dare you?
Soon afterwards, he killed two deputies who tried to arrest him on a warrant from Newton County on a felonious assault charge, resulting in an incident a couple of years later. He went and fled, turned up in Phoenix in the summer of 1885. He was captured, but broke free, eluded an intensive manhunt, and was never heard from again. And then for some reason, mm-hmm. I looked up rickets.
What the hell is a ricket?
Rickets is a disease that I thought must have been mentioned in the show because I searched it and then I did a little AI thing. Rickets is a childhood disorder where bones become soft and weak due to a deficiency in vitamin D, calcium, or phosphorus. And I have
no
idea.
That was mentioned.
But I even did a search in the transcript for rickets. Nothing.
Yeah, I don't think
so. If you guys have any idea why I might have looked that up, I'm happy to hear it. But I have no idea why I did that.
Well, paresis is a medical term that refers to a partial or incomplete loss of muscle function.
Oh, okay.
Paresis can vary wildly from mild weakness to almost complete paralysis.
Huh. Okay.
I would assume that he died from paresis, maybe similar to like MS.
Oh, okay.
Because it says paresis can be caused by various factors, including stroke, spinal cord injury, nerve damage, MS, and cerebral palsy.
Huh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our recap for you. So hope you enjoyed it.
Hope
And
you enjoyed it.
Next week we have an interview.
Interview.
That's
not
all
with
I'm
a
going to tell
vampire.
You. No, not with a vampire. Not with Amy Allen either, unfortunately.
God.
I know.
Could you?
Someday.
We would not. There is no
Someday.
way we could hide that from
No.
anyone.
No.
I'd get it tattooed.
I'd have been screaming that at this
Yeah.
space
Yeah.
As soon as we hit record.
Yeah.
We did hit record, right?
I
Just
think so.
kidding.
I hope so.
So thanks, everybody. And
Thank
we'll
you.
see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media, and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network.
This is just a disclaimer and sort of warning about this podcast. The Activity Continues podcast is in no way affiliated with the Dead Files, its production company, or any of its distributors. We are simply fans that love the show and love to talk about it and dissect it and, yes, make fun of it. But we do love it. And all of the opinions expressed herein are ours alone and have nothing to do with the Dead Files or any of its cast, crew, production, or distributors. And we swear. Enjoy.